Welcome to the series on the Christopher Peter Review. The majority stake in the Boston Celtics will be put up for sale a few weeks after the team won its 18th world title. One of the most historic and iconic sports brands in all of American sports will definitely fetch a high price. But I must wonder, why sell now when the franchise will theoretically be more profitable once the new television deals go into effect? Selling when the asset is hot and visible is not a bad strategy. The Celtics are the toast of the league and well-positioned for continued success in the near term. For a new owner looking to navigate sports ownership, it is a pretty unique opportunity to secure a competitive franchise poised for more success. Usually, owners buy a team that is at its crossroads, where the owner wants to cash out their capital gain before losing more value. But that is not the case with the Celtics. They are well-built with still a young core. The NBA has just secured massive television deals that should deepen the pockets of many owners and its smallest pool of players in the sports world. The asset is poised to grow, and the financial performance seems to be poised well from a television revenue point of view. Still, I wonder why anyone would sell now. This is not the first NBA franchise to be sold recently. The Dallas Mavericks are no longer owned by the boisterous billionaire wearing jeans and a Mavs tee anymore. Mark Cuban sold the team and retained some involvement in its operations. The Minnesota Timberwolves are going through a contested sale, and the Suns were sold a mere 3 years ago. The economics of basketball seem to be headed in the wrong direction when you consider the steady decline in television ratings, especially during the playoff games. But the market for live content, especially sports, delivered a profitable television deal, despite the concerning signs. Maybe the owners are cashing out while they still can, or need to liquidate assets for other investments. The report is that the sale is due to estate planning. That is understandable because succession plans for sports assets all too often lead to litigation or some form of conflict, which may dull the value of the franchise. And there is that major investment in the PGA which just lost its chief executive and is still yet to figure out the planned live merger. It would be interesting to liquidate your position in a stable, successful asset, to invest in one that is growing more unstable by the moment. But golf is a great game, and uniting the two circuits in some manner is the right move for one of the world's oldest games. To some degree, one has to wonder if the appeal of an NBA franchise might be losing its appeal, as teams are paying astronomically high salaries while seeing revenues outside of television deals decline. There are reports that the Boston Celtics are not profitable, but there are reports that they are among the top five in profitability. So maybe the projections are not as rosy in the future. Considering the luxury tax bill that will come due, almost all of the annual gains from the new television deals will be offset by the projected luxury tax bill the Celtics will owe once Tatum's Supermax deal takes effect. Maybe it is a good time to sell. Thank you for experiencing the Christopher Peter Review. Please continue to visit the Christopher Peter Review at www.crcreview.com and on YouTube and YouTube Music. Until next time.